With Labor Day just around the corner, Wausau Democrat State Senator Russ Decker wants to do just that.
It goes 7, 8, 10 years before the minimum wage is increased, and we think that's too long. I'd like to see it indexed for inflation every year, because the price of gas goes up on these people, a loaf of bread or a dozen eggs. They got to have some money in their pocket so they can make the necessary bill payments that come to their house or their apartment like everyone else.
But Wayne Corey, Executive Director of Wisconsin Independent Businesses, says the current system of determining and implementing increases in the minimum hourly wage have served the state well.
If we index it, we make that increase automatic, and that may not serve either employees, employers, or the state of Wisconsin very well.
Work the numbers, says Corey, and you'll find that if the state had been indexing the minimum wage to inflation since 1990, it would be lower than it is today. The state's minimum wage was raised 2 years ago from $6.50 an hour to $7.25. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.